For years, we at Valley Public Radio have been reporting on the health impacts of the fungal disease, Valley fever. The pneumonia-like symptoms, the harsh medications, and the rare instances when it can be fatal. But what happens if you have Valley fever and you're pregnant? My co-host Carrie Klein has this story of why the situation can be complicated.
This past summer, I had just finished a story about Valley fever when I received a tweet from a listener. She had firsthand experience with the disease. Here's what she wrote. I'm pregnant with an active infection right now. Not taking meds, risk not worth it to me. What risk? Is the disease a problem for pregnant women? Are the drugs? I called up John Galgiani, director of the University of Arizona's Valley Fever Center for Excellence. He confirmed it.
Those women, while pregnant, do get a diagnosis of Valley fever. They often do very poorly. It's a very high-risk pregnancy at that point in time.
Janine Ochoa thought so, too. She's the Twitter user. She lives in Exeter with three chihuahuas, four cats, three horses, two goats, and a chinchilla.
Okay, you guys are all going to go in the back soon.
She got pregnant in late 2017, and she says everything was going great until May.
So I had the really bad coughing to where I could only sleep for like 20 minutes at a time, the vomiting from coughing so hard. And then
she says in 1 week, she lost 10 pounds. Then, once her legs developed a rash, she suspected it was Valley fever, a disease that's caused by inhaling spores that grow in arid soil in the desert southwest.
And then being a scientist, so I pulled up the scientific literature, went to the CDC website, and there was a paper, a recent paper, on Valley fever and pregnancy, and read it.
Her flavor of science is veterinary pathology. She performs necropsies on livestock like cattle and chickens, and she's seen how Valley fever can wreak havoc on a body.
I was worried about, I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm pregnant, and I think I have Valley fever.
She says she was terrified because not a lot is known about Valley fever during pregnancy. While babies don't seem to inherit the disease, research does suggest a link between a common treatment and birth defects. Studies also suggest the disease tends to be more severe in pregnant women. And it turns out Ochoa was right. She did have Valley fever, and she faced a tough choice: take a medication that could harm the baby or gamble with her own health. She chose the latter.
Would you have considered treatment if you hadn't been pregnant?
For sure, I would have taken treatment. It was just because I was pregnant, I didn't know how the drugs were going to affect the development of the baby that I didn't take them. I just didn't want to risk it.
Just like in the general population, most pregnant women who contract Valley fever overcome the disease with no symptoms and no need for treatment. But there are the rare, devastating cases. A few studies show babies born with skeletal defects. The moms had all been taking the antifungal drug fluconazole during their first trimester. One of Ochoa's physicians is Dr. Daniel Boken, an infectious disease specialist at Cahuilla Delta Healthcare District in Tulare County. He's never seen one of these cases, but the research is alarming.
It's enough that if it was my wife, I'd want her to stop the medicine if she got pregnant.
Typically, when a patient gets Valley fever, she gets treated immediately. That's because in rare cases, the disease can become debilitating or even lead to fatal meningitis. That's why some women with especially severe symptoms, or who are already in treatment when they become pregnant, may be willing to take fluconazole despite the risks. Again, Dr. Boken.
It just means you got to have a discussion about the pros and cons, what are the risks, are there alternatives, are those alternatives feasible?
And there are alternatives. Some other drugs have no link at all to birth defects, though they can be more toxic to the mother. The good news for fluconazole users is that it does appear to be safe after the first trimester. Still, lots of question marks remain about which drugs are safe, when, and why. Dr. John Galgiani, the Valley fever expert you heard from earlier, says that's because this scenario is so rare.
There isn't a lot of information, and one of the big reasons there's not a lot of information is it doesn't come up very often.
I forgot to cancel the Roomba. Hold on.
Back in Exeter, Janine Ochoa says her pregnancy wasn't without hiccups. Her cough held steady for a few months, but it got worse at the very end. She says she threw up so much, she lost more weight. She actually considered starting fluconazole in those last weeks, but she never got a chance to. Because of the vomiting and some unrelated health issues, her doctor scheduled her to give birth early.
Okay. You all done? There you go.
It's been 6 weeks since little Aiden was born, and Ochoa's cough is almost gone. In fact, she says it improved right after his birth. Her immune system may overtake Valley fever after all.
Say
Say hi, Aiden.
But she knows she's lucky. At any time, her health could have swung in the other direction. Why some people with the disease fare better than others is an active area of research, something scientists hope to soon understand better. Aww. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.
This story was produced as part of a Valley Fever reporting collaborative, along with other media outlets from the Center for Health Journalism at USC.